Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Earlier today, we caught up with Rich Gannon of CBS Sports, and we asked him how surprised was he that Jacksonville's defense couldn't stop anything that the Chiefs wanted to do.
No, they couldn't. And, you know, I think part of it is I think they're multiple in offense. In other words, they use a number of different personnel groupings, a number of different formations, a number of different, you know, motions and disguises. And I think the beauty of that system, it's all about illusion and disguise. They want to create this illusion that they have 500 different passes and 50 different runs. And really what they do is they have a handful of concepts that the players know, the players learn. And then Andy Reid and the staff creatively to come up with different ways to disguise it every week. So it might be, we talked about it a little bit, like, you know, the shovel pass. One week, the shovel pass to Tyreek Hill. The next week, it could be to Travis Kelce. You know, it could be to, you know, somebody else. I mean, it's the way that they kind of dress things up. And so the players aren't having to learn all that. They just learn concepts, and then they learn each week the formations and the protections that go with it.
Rich, right now we're having a debate on the show, and it's really been the debate in Kansas City when it comes to yards versus points, when it comes to the Chiefs' defense. They're giving up a lot of yards this season, 460 a game through the air, 5.8 yards per carry the other team is running against the Chiefs. But for the most part, they've done a decent job keeping teams out of the end zone. How overall do you look at this defense, and do you think this defense is good enough for you to get to a Super Bowl with?
I'm concerned, and I'm not going to lie to you. You know, sometimes statistics and can be skewed. Sometimes you look at the dead last in total yards or, you know, the whatever. Sometimes you say, well, that's a problem. I think scoring defense is important. I think the third down defense, look at red zone defense. And look at the fact last week they took the ball away four times from Bortles. But at the end of the day, they give up a lot of big plays. I think they could tackle better. I think some communication breakdowns, you see that on occasion. I think it eventually will catch up to them. They don't get it straightened out. I have a lot of confidence in Bob Sutton, but they've got to play better. I mean, you know, look, Bortles had a poor day. You look at where the Jacksonville Jaguars were at their best running back, and yet, they still, you know, they did some things that concern you. I just think that the Chiefs right now have a little bit of an imbalance. Right now they're scoring and they're just dominating people offensively, and yet defensively they've had some issues. I think if they can get the defense smoothed out a little bit, they're good in the kicking game, you know what they have offensively, then this should be in good shape. But defensively, I'm sure it's got Andy concerned.
We're talking to Rich Gannon now. He's on the call at CBS this weekend for Ravens and Titans, and that kind of walks me into what my next question is going to be for you, Rich. I mean, what stats do you trust? Because you can make numbers look any way you want. You really can. Like I always talk about the little hot potato handoff that's considered a touchdown pass in the NFL now. I mean, that skews Mahomes' numbers a little bit. And we've talked about the total yards and stuff like that with the defense. Give me some stats that, as a former NFL MVP, that you actually trust.
How about rushing differential? And that's, you know, when you look at what you're doing on the ground offensively, and what you look at your run defense, and how they're stopping people, you know, running the football. Rushing differential is a big one. I look at third down. You know, what are you doing on third down where the game speeds up? You've got a young quarterback. This is where the team spent a lot of time defensively with their third down packages, their blitz packages, their cover packages. What are we doing? What are we doing on third down? Are we getting off the field on third down? I mean, those are important numbers. The turnover differential, which has been really good so far. And you look at what Mahomes has done. I mean, just the two interceptions through the first 5 weeks of the season. I mean, if you were said to me, you know, in the preseason, hey, is Mahomes, you know, at this point in the season going to account for 16 touchdowns and just turn the ball over twice, I'd say probably not. Especially when you look at some of the defenses that they played against, Pittsburgh and then, you know, Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville, I think, is one of the best defenses in football, and they put 30 up on them. So it wasn't as easy, especially early, but, you know, this is a team that's just got a lot of firepower, a lot of team speed, and will eventually wear you down.
Rich, you've actually had to go up against a Bill Belichick defense. What makes him such a great defensive mind? What makes his defenses so good typically over the years?
I think this, to my opinion, this is the game of the week, because I was listening on the radio this morning, and a Chiefs caller had called in and said, sarcastically, is there anyone that can beat us this year? Are we just going to run the table? And I'm like, you think? And I said, well, you better not overlook the team you're playing this week. The Dolphins rolled into New England a couple weeks ago. They were 3-0. We look at their personnel and their speed on offense. It's similar. The quarterback, in my opinion, is not the same player in Mahomes. But the Patriots, the system of football is very different. It's so game plan specific. In other words, you could study the Patriots defense over the last 3 or 4 weeks and go out on Sunday and they're doing something different. You know, they might play a 3-4, they might play a 4-man front, they might play, you know, a jam front with 5 defensive linemen in the game. It just all depends. My sense is they'll do a lot of what they did against the Miami Dolphins, and they're going to get the small people on the field. And what I mean by that is you're going to see a lot of nickel and dime and quarter packages, 5 and 6 and 7 defensive backs. You'll see Van Noy's and the quick space playing linebackers, extra safeties. So they're going to get guys on the field that can play in space, that can tackle the football, knock you up the big plays, and, you know, and try and play that way. And I think when they do that, I think then you've got to be able to lean on the running game a little bit. And I think it's going to be a real chess match. It always is a chess match when you go up against a Bill Belichick coach football team and a Bill Belichick coach defense.
Rich, one question I've always wanted to ask a quarterback is, you've seen Brady's game develop and mature over the years, from being the kid that came in whenever Drew Bledsoe got injured to now being considered the greatest quarterback of all time. How would you say his game has changed as he's gotten older and more mature in the Patriots system?
Well, you know, he's been in the same system for 19 seasons, right? And the other thing he's had the benefit of is it's been essentially the same play callers. In other words, when Charlie Weiss left, they promoted Josh McDaniels. When Josh McDaniels left, they promoted Bill O'Brien from the staff. When Bill was getting ready to leave, they brought Josh back. So it's all been the same terminology and verbiage for him. So he is kind of a master of his domain. The one thing he's had to do is adjust to the different players. I would tell you, he struggled early in the season. I think getting Josh Gordon has helped him. He's still a work in progress, but I think getting his security blanket back and Julian Edelman, you could really see the difference last week. That's going to help. The Sony Michels are really good back. And so I think it's all starting to come together for them, but he's the one that makes it all happen. I don't see any signs of him slowing down. You know, there's a lot of this talk about his fitness regimen and his lifestyle and the way he eats and trains. And I think there's something to be said for that. I did their game a couple weeks ago. I spent about a half an hour with him afterwards in the production meeting. He's in great shape, takes really good care of himself. I think the other thing about Brady that I think is I think he's the best at knowing and understanding what his strengths and weaknesses are, but also avoiding the negative play. In other words, if he gets fooled, which is rare, but if he gets fooled and they bring a safety, and he's just going to find a quick answer, throw it away. Like, he avoids, like, the bad sack. He avoids the bad, you know, take the third hitch in the pocket and have a ball stripped from him and knocked out. You know, he avoids the red zone mistake, the turnover down that part. I mean, he knows how to get his team to the finish line. And here's an interesting statistic. So people are talking about, you know, the Chiefs, I mean, you know, when they have to play, you know, on the road with a team like the Patriots, I think the Patriots against the AFC in the last, I don't know, last 60 games at home are like 59-2 or something like that. I think the Chiefs beat them there a couple of years ago, but they're tough at home, trust me.
Rich, if you're coaching this game, give me a game plan to beat the Patriots.
Offensively, you've got to do something to disrupt the quarterback. Like, and I think internal pressure probably bothers him more. If you can get pushed up inside and force Brady to move to his right or to his left. Look, he's never a guy that's going to be able to beat you with his – he's never a guy that's going to be able to fix problems with his legs. He has to be able to fix the problems with his right arm or with his brain, and he's good at doing that. But you've got to force him off the spot. If he's sitting back there and he's got time, you're done. You're just wasting your time. You got to find a way – to disrupt the timing and the rhythm of the passing game. On the other side of the ball, I think the Chiefs have to be smart in terms of, you know, being patient. They're going to put a lot of, I said, smaller and faster guys on the field that can match up and cover. And I think it's really going to challenge Patrick Mahomes to be disciplined with his eyes, to take the check downs, to work the ball underneath. They're not going to give you a lot of deep balls. They're not going to give you a lot of, you know, let you run by them in the secondary. It's a well-coached team, and they've got good players in the secondary. You know, you look at Stephon Gilmore can run, and you got the McCourty brothers, and Chung's a good player. You know, he can get up there and match up with Kelce a little bit. So I think you got to be willing to adjust and adapt during the game as well, because the game plan could change as you're going along. But it's going to be important, I think, for Patrick to be very disciplined with his eyes and very patient and be willing to take the completions underneath. And I think that's going to be the key. You know, just they're going to make you work the ball down the field. There's not going to be a lot of 50 and 60 and 70-yard plays, in my opinion, against this Patriots defense.
And that is Rich Gannon. He is a four-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, and he won NFL MVP. He is on the call for Titans and Ravens this week for CBS Sports. Rich, always enjoy talking football with you. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
You guys are the best. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.